This is Wake Up Call.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
And Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Winding down the week. What is up, world? It is Keith Irizarry on Wake Up Call. Ron Culver here as well. 800-224-2004. 800-224-2004. We don't, unfortunately, have a lot of sports to discuss today. There were a lot of changes again, and we talked about it yesterday on the program, obviously, ad nauseum, and it was a great conversation with you guys out there. I loved being a part of this. I love being a part of this movement. The NHL joined, and it is ultimately about unity. And I know that many people were wondering whether or not the NHL would be a part of what is going on, and how the NBA stepped away from sports for a day, and now it's a second day, and looks like probably back on Saturday. And many baseball teams stepped away to show their voice, raise awareness for these social injustices. And the WNBA, they did the same. We still don't know when the WNBA will be back. We will talk a bunch about this today again. I do want to dive into the NFL today, though, too, as we near ever closer to the beginning of the NFL season. That does look like it'll actually happen, so I feel good about that. I do. As a person who covers the NFL as one of his main jobs, I am very, very pleased to see that I think the NFL will happen. But this is, again, about unity. And the NHL is part of the United Front. And we will bring back some of the sound from Ryan Reeves, who did a fantastic job. The two bubbles were separate but united. And once again, this is all about starting the conversation and continuing a conversation and looking for change. How? I said it yesterday. I don't know how the change happens, but I do know that we want people talking about the social injustices, and now they are. We will dive into so many things. As always, you guys can reach us, 800-224-2004, 800-2004, and on Twitter, Keith Irizarry, K-E-I-T-H-I-R-I-Z-A-R-R-Y. We're off and running. It's Sports Map Radio. I am Keith Irizarry.
At the Sports Map Radio Network, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code SportsMapRadio for 20% off. Listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
And now, after a moment of silence that lasted 42 seconds, the day before we celebrate Jackie Robinson Day, the Mets are exiting the field after both teams exchanged a wave of caps to one another. So it would appear as though, after a poignant moment, that the Mets and Marlins will not be playing baseball tonight. And a Black Lives Matter shirt left on top of home plate.
I am Keith Irizarry, back with you. Sports Map Radio. That was SNY Gary Cohen on the call there. Mets and Marlins. So let's start there, because it was an odd day for the New York Mets, and we'll talk about the peaks and valleys, but let's start with the good. Okay, so 7 of the 15 scheduled games in Major League Baseball were postponed, teams choosing not to play. The teams, the A's and Rangers, Rockies, Diamondbacks, Red Sox, Blue Jays, Phillies and Nationals, Twins and Tigers, Orioles and Rays, and now let's dive into the Marlins and the Mets. So they took the field, Lewis Brinson steps in the box, and then everyone on the field, and you heard it there, comes onto the field and began a 42-second moment of silence. Why you say 42 seconds? It's for Jackie Robinson. Today is going to be Jackie Robinson Day across the landscape in Major League Baseball. And if you didn't know, I mean, I guess you're living under a rock, but Jackie Robinson wore number 42. So that's why the 42-second moment of silence. And it was, you heard Gary say, very poignant. It was. And I've spoken with my buddy Steve Gelbs over there at SNY. He's the field reporter. We've known each other forever. And he said that it was one of the most magical moments to be a part of. And he put it on social media as well. And I just thought again, it comes back to unity, right? It's a united front. I loved it. I know that many Mets fans, at least the ones that I've spoken to, or texted with, or had on Twitter, you know, like discussing things on Twitter, all think that this was perfect. And to leave the Black Lives Matters t-shirt on home plate and then walk away, it left an indelible mark. No matter what your stance is, I hope you could look at that and say, all right, everyone here gets it. And now we do too. So Dom Smith, we played the sound yesterday, and he has kind of become a little bit of a face for the New York Mets in the Black Lives Matters movement, social injustice movement. And he is as nice of a person as you will meet. The word that many people discuss with him is happiness, is joy. Dom Smith, from all reports, is the guy that walks into, you know, your locker room and immediately everyone is in a better mood. He is the life. He is the bright light in a room. He is all of those things. But Dom Smith, just, you know, about 2 days ago, was crying after a game because of everything that's going on in the world, how it all just hit him. And how the Milwaukee Bucks and the NBA had stepped forward. And I think that he knew, he was hoping that baseball would step forward. I think Dom Smith has got to be so happy about his team, the team that he plays for, stepping up and being a part of this. Here is Smith on the actions.
I don't think we have to say much about it. I mean, we showed our action tonight that we're not just going to shut up and dribble, shut up and play ball. And we're going to stand for what we believe in, so... I don't think we have to speak too much on that. We showed them tonight by our actions.
I love it. I love the actions. We had more from the New York Mets. Michael Conforto weighed in.
You know, we're definitely united in this decision, 100%, you know, from top to bottom, staff, players, front office, ownership, and, you know, I think really... At the end of the day, you know, after seeing what, you know, the comments that Dom made last night, you know, although it's not just about Dom, you know, it really touched all of us in the clubhouse, you know, just to see how powerful his statements were, how emotional he was. You know, Dom is, he's our brother. So, you know, we stand behind him and we stand behind anybody, Billy, of course. You know, all the players who stand up for this, for the racial injustice, you know, we stand behind them, and that's what you saw tonight.
Well said, Michael. Well said. We stand behind. I almost feel like we stand next to is the way we should be saying this, because we're looking for a movement. We're looking for the unity. Unity continues to be there, and we'll dive into the New York Giants as well, by the way. They're a part of this also, and we'll talk about that. All right, so that's the good, right? We do the good, the bad, the dumb, right? And we'll do that in hour number two of the program. And I don't know the stories that Ron puts in there, so hopefully I'm not stealing any of his stories here. But I would view, if I was doing this as an opening monologue, the good was the New York Mets and what they did on the field. The bad and the dumb would end up being Brody Van Wagenen. Whoo! So if you are in the New York area, you know that there has been kind of a love-hate relationship with Brody. He's done some good things, brought in some decent players, and he's done some bad things, brought in some not so good players, made some odd moves. Brody Van Wagenen is very, or at least often, self-aware. He does weekly spots, Van Wagenen, on radio shows. He is kind of an open book. And unfortunately, he opened his book a little too much on Thursday before the game. So this video goes viral. It was a college student from Maryland who somehow came across a video. And Brody Van Wagenen wearing a mask. So obviously there were some people that believed that it could have been doctored, but I don't believe so. If you watch the hand gestures from Brody as he is speaking about Commissioner Rob Manfred, it appears that it all did coincide with each other. And Van Wagenen ended up talking about Rob Manfred and laying out that Commissioner Rob Manfred had brought up to him and Jeff Wilpon about having the players get on the field at 7:10, walk off the field, and then come back at 8:10. And Van Wagenen, who's speaking with people off camera, he literally says, "This stays between us, right? This stays in this room, right?" And says, "Rob just doesn't get it. He doesn't understand. He's not there. He doesn't get it." I mean, it was alarming how easily Van Wagenen is speaking ill of the commissioner of his sport. Oh my goodness. So, doesn't get it. Doesn't get it. Van Wagenen, obviously, since then, has had to fall on his sword and talk those back. This is the ultimate. And when you're in an organization that consistently has issues, like makes mistakes and has gaffes, this is the ultimate Mets gonna Mets. And I know I'm in New York and you got the Jets gonna Jets because the New York Jets always seemingly have problems, and the Knicks gonna Knicks because the Knicks always seemingly have problems. This was the Mets gonna Mets. This was on a day where the New York Mets are preparing to make a united statement. It was the baseball story of the day. 42 seconds. Silence. Leave a t-shirt, Black Lives Matter, on the home plates. Unity. Walk off together. And that should be the story. And the Mets and the Marlins taking a part in this and spearheading this should be applauded. But then you get this video with Van Wagenen. And we go, yikes. Mets gonna Mets. All right, when we get back, we're gonna play you Brody Van Wagenen. We've got some of the video. We've got him discussing what happened. And then, of course, we've got him apologizing. And oh, by the way, the Wilpons and Commissioner Rob Manfred, they did not stand silently. The three of them put out separate statements, essentially lambasting Van Wagenen. Oh, my goodness. It is Keith Irizarry on Sports Map Radio. The phone number, 800-224-2004, 800-224-2004. Be right back.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hey, don't let a bad battery leave you stranded. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery free of charge. If it needs to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact battery for your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. Keep your vehicle on the road by getting your battery tested for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day. If there's someone that would like to get tested and maybe power up their battery, it's Brody Van Wagenen, the general manager of the New York Mets. This story to me was laughable. It made me say, Mets get a Mets. All right, Brody Van Wagenen, here's the video that went viral. Everybody, listen in.
Baseball's trying to come up with a solution. Say, no, you know, it'd be super powerful. Three of us here. Can't leave this room. They're saying, you know, it'd be really great if you just have them all take the field. Then they leave the field. And then they come back and play at 8:10. And I was like, what?
What's it?
Rob. With Jeff, scheduling's going to be a nightmare. There's so much mistake. And I said, Jeff, that's not happening.
They're not dealing with reality.
They're not playing, but that's Rob's instinct. And Rob, not exactly in our part, at leadership level, he doesn't get it. He just doesn't get it. And
that's so...
Anyway, so we're waiting. Jeff wants to hear, as soon as we hear from the Marlins, whatever we do, we need to coordinate with the Marlins. So as soon as Conforto hears from Rojas, right, Miguel Rojas?
Yeah.
Let me know, because Jeff's standing by for that call, and then we...
Woo! That was a hot mic, huh? Not supposed to be heard. It was supposed to just be Brody and whomever was in that room with him. I want to bring in Ron Culver on this one before we move on to some of the apologies from Van Wagenen. Ron, when I watched that video, I watched it over and over just to kind of double-check if I felt like it was real. To me, it did appear to be real. And again, because of all the apologies afterwards, we learned. What was your reaction when you saw that video at first?
The Mets.
Yes.
No, we take, I don't know if it's pride, but we strive to always point out all the fun things that the Mets do. And I say fun. You know, I mean, my lifelong dream for the Mets right now is to have them have Tim Tebow in the outfield.
Oh, yes. Well, you're a Tebow guy like me, too? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
I think it would be great fun for him to be in the outfield. Maybe this... obviously, it's not going to happen this year, but I this, to me, was... if it's going to happen to any team, it's going to happen to the Mets.
Yeah.
And when I saw the story come across my timeline, I looked at it, I was like, yeah, that's expected. No surprise. I mean, honestly, if you're a fan of the Mets, or you're just a fan of baseball, or you know who the Mets are and you were surprised by this, then obviously you don't know who the Mets are. This is what the Mets do. The Mets find ways to make news when news shouldn't be made.
That's so well put, because yesterday should have been about how poignant it was what the Mets did on the field with the Marlins. But instead, I mean, listen, that I still led with that. But this is the more fun story. This is the one that, I mean, a hot mic catches your general manager saying this stays in our room just between us. And then he goes on and says the commissioner, the big boss, he just doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. And then when Brody got up and said, wait, so we got to make sure that the Marlins, and he didn't even know exactly the name of who they were talking about. It came off as so clueless. And it was the Mets gonna Mets. So, Ron Brody then had to apologize. Let's hear it.
I apologize to him publicly. I've apologized to him on the phone, and you know I recognize that that it was a disrespectful move to his office and to him. And you know it was an emotional day. You know, back to the second half of your question, it was an emotional day, and you know I want to support players. You know that's fundamental to me, to be able to continue to reinforce my support for players and their ability to express themselves in a manner in which they want to. And you know I don't want to ever lose that path for myself. I want that you know all of us to be putting the players in a situation where they can not only perform on the field but feel good about their profession and the platform in which they have to to make an impact in other people's lives.
So here's the deal: it was a good apology, but you know part of it is just kind of like promoting himself about wanting to have the awareness. And I mean, Van Wagenen made a mistake. Everyone at some point in their life has spoken behind someone's back, and you've always hoped that it would never get caught on tape, and unfortunately, his did get caught. So Rob Manfred, the commissioner's statement, that was issued pretty quickly. Commissioner of Baseball, Robert D. Manfred Jr., issued the following statement tonight. Over the past 2 days, players on a number of clubs have decided not to play games. I have said both publicly and privately that I respect those decisions and support the need to address social injustice. I have not attempted in any way to prevent players from expressing themselves by not playing, nor have I suggested any alternative form of protest to any club personnel or any player. And here's the kicker. Hey, Brody, listen to this one. Any suggestion to the contrary is wrong. Shots fired by Commissioner Rob Manfred. He basically was saying, dude, you better get your house in order because I did not say any of that. Do not try to blame me. That's what Manfred's saying. Listen, Manfred, for whatever you think of Commissioner Rob Manfred, and most people are not that fond of Commissioner Rob Manfred, I think when you're him and you are now in the light because of this, you go, no. I'm not letting you ruin me for this one. Not for this. All right, how about the apologies, or the statements, rather, from the Wilpons? Let's go to Fred Wilpon, the Mets chairman of the board, the CEO. I am very stressed and disappointed to learn that our general manager, Brody Van Wagenen, spelled correctly, Brody, by the way, i.e., made disrespectful and inaccurate comments about our commissioner, a longtime close friend of mine. I hold Rob in the highest regard, and in no way are Brody's, now spelled with a Y, spelled incorrectly, remarks reflective of my views or the organization's. Rob continues to be a great leader of Major League Baseball. I apologize for any harm this incident has caused Rob. Statement from Mets COO Jeff Wilpon. To clear up any misunderstandings, it was my suggestion to potentially look into playing the game later because of scheduling issues. Brody's, with a Y, misunderstanding of a private conversation was and is inexcusable. We fully respect our players and the Marlins players' decision to not play tonight and appreciate the sincerity of all those who wish to draw attention to social injustices and racial inequalities that must be addressed. The entire Mets organization remains committed to creating meaningful change in our society. There's the statements. Want to hear from Van Wagenen again? I do. What did he have to say about Wilpon?
You know, hot mic or not hot mic, you know, I made comments that damaged the reputation of the commissioner, that hurt the New York Mets organization.
Yeah, bad one. Bad move. Very bad. More Van Wagenen about taking responsibility, and also more about the Mets organization.
Yeah, as I mentioned in my statement, you know, I was not part of the third-party conversation between the commissioner and Jeff Wilpon. You know, clearly I misunderstood both the first recommendation or suggestion that we might have an alternative to what the players were going to do, and secondly, you know, I didn't have the tone or the context to it. You know, in talking with both the commissioner and with Jeff in the aftermath of my video coming out, you know, I recognized that there was brainstorming about suggestions and that it wasn't Rob and his leadership that was requiring or suggesting or mandating anything by any stretch of the imagination.
All right. Well, he did walk it back. Fell on his sword, Brody Van Wagenen. Ron, I know we joke, we Mets gonna Mets. I don't think it was a horrible apology by Brody. I think he did what he had to do. He got caught. There was a hot mic, and unfortunately, like, it really did. He got screwed.
He shot himself in the foot. I mean, that's his whole thing. And then he's, you know, doing his best that he can, just like any of us would, to try to backpedal on everything, and then just ultimately just try to apologize. Mm-hmm. And hope that something else will come up to kind of deter people from remembering what happened.
Yeah, people aren't going to forget this
one. That's the hot mic stages. You know, there's you say the deed, then you try to backpedal, then you apologize, then you hope that everybody has short-term memory.
It's the your stages of remorse. Move over to the NFL next. Keep it here. Keith Irizarry, Sports Map Radio.
SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Keith Irizarry with you. One of the big changes we're all dealing with is wearing a mask, and not all offer the same comfort and protection. I recommend the Boomer Naturals 3-layer comfortable and highly breathable mask. These come in sizes for adults, teens, and children, and they're in stock now, and they will ship to you fast. Gotta love that one. One reason why these are highly protective is the nano silver technology woven into the fabric. Nano silver can block the tiny little droplets, the drops, the particles from getting to the nose and the mouth, and that's what we want right now. It's the best protection. Boomer also offers those popular nano silver neck gaiters. Love the gaiters. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code Tony, and you can save 20%. The code, it's Tony at BoomerNaturals.com. You get free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online at BoomerNaturals.com. Another great thing is Boomer donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. And I love that. So great stuff there from Boomer. 100%. Go and check that out as we continue to roll along here on a Friday morning. We had some fun in the last segment with the New York Mets. The New York Giants are now making some news as well. Yesterday, we saw across the landscape of the NFL many teams either canceling practices or postponing practices. Some teams just choosing to meet and have conversation about what is going on with the social injustices in the world and the movement. And some people saying that they were just trying to get like educated. You know, it's not everyone fully understands what's going on. So a lot of teammates were talking with other teammates and just trying to educate everyone. And it gets down to a lot of athletes also feeling like, well, I now have a platform. How can I help? How can I assist? How can I, once again, and I'll use the word unity and I'll use the word change. How can I be part of the unity? How can I help unity? How can I help change? One of the best running backs in the NFL, he is Saquon Barkley. And Saquon Barkley has been a guy that has spoken, but hasn't been, you know, outspoken on certain things. And Saquon, now entering year number 3 in the NFL, realizes that he has a platform and he wants to use it.
It's just sad. You know, you look at it like, what if that was my brother? I know my father went through a similar situation. I was in college, and in that little situation right there, you can lose someone that you really care about. I think when you look at it, you can't look at it as it's just, oh, it's Jacob Blake. Obviously, I know he didn't pass away, but you can't look. You got to be like, put yourself. What if I was in that situation? What if it was your brother? What if it was your cousin? What if it was Shep? What if it was Golden? All those guys. That's kind of the way I kind of look at it, and then how it makes me think and makes me feel. I understand that God put me in a position to be able to have a platform and to be able to use my voice.
I thought he said it greatly there. I thought that was awesome by Saquon. And I know there are the detractors to this movement, and there are. There are many people that think this movement is silly, and there are many people, and I'm going to throw out my own opinion just for a second. Like, don't be dumb. Don't be that guy. All right, let's just put it out there. But there are people out there that wish this would all go away. You know what? The unity, the change, they're demanding change. The players are demanding change. People are demanding change, and hopefully it happens. Saquon Barkley bringing up the name Jacob Blake. And I've been seeing this a lot, how people are trying to slander the name of Jacob Blake. And I don't know. None of us really know Jacob Blake and know the person. And I know that there may or may not have been some issues in his life. And there are people that are saying, well, you know, he was going to the car and reaching for a knife. Having a knife in your car is not illegal. It did not warrant him getting shot in the back 7 times. And that's where the people in this world that are trying to make the change are trying to just hold. Listen, I am pro police. I am. I think that we need the police. Not only do I think, I know we need the police. And a few bad apples should not ruin the bunch. That being said, there are rules out there that probably need change. And a lot of these no-fault rules that are out there for police officers need to be changed. And some police officers that go rogue and don't handle situations the right way need to be held accountable. And that's why so many of the athletes right now are speaking from the mountaintops, you know, justice for Breonna Taylor. And want, you know, the police officers that do the wrong things to be held accountable just like anybody else would be. So there's that. Saquon Barkley was then talking a little bit about, you know, how the NBA has boycotted games, baseball has boycotted games, now hockey is involved. What about the NFL?
Once the rosters are set and the regular season comes around, though, can you foresee a situation where either one team or individual teams or even maybe even the whole league decides not to play one weekend?
You know, I can't really just go and speak on behalf of the whole league. But, you know, I mean, for us, that's something that we're going to talk about within our groups, within our team. And, you know, what's talked about in players in meetings and players meetings stays in players meetings.
I like it there. I like that he's talking about it with his team. The Baltimore Ravens put out a short video, but it was really more about the words in the video as well. And I thought their list of things that would help with racial injustice was good, because that's the other part, right? Like, there are so many people out there saying, well, what can happen? How is this going to change anything? You know, there was a part of me that was sitting here going, all right, so what are the answers? How do we talk about this? How do we make change? How do we advance the story? I told you yesterday the Milwaukee Bucks ended up getting the Attorney General to get on the phone with them. Joe Biden, who's running for president right now, tried to reach out and discuss things with some of the Milwaukee Bucks and some of the players. That is a beginning. The Baltimore Ravens put a list out there of things that they would like. Arrest and charge the police officers responsible for Breonna Taylor's killing and the shooting of Jacob Blake. I think that sounds very reasonable. Demand that Senator Mitch McConnell bring the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act of 2020 to the Senate floor for vote. I like that one. End qualified immunity. Require body cameras, because apparently there wasn't one on the police officer that shot Jacob Blake 7 times. Ban chokeholds and no-knock warrants. Yes, please. Not necessary. Hold police accountable in court. Just like any other civilian, if you do something against the law, you are held accountable in court. Kind of makes sense to me. Establish a framework to prohibit racial profiling at federal, state, and local levels. Also, makes sense to me. There was a whole list of other things. I thought those were the ones that jumped out to me. And the final quote there was, "We will use our platform to drive change now, not just for our generation, but for the generations that follow, for our sons and daughters and for their children." A number of the Ravens players went out and praised the team. Mark Ingram, proud to be a Raven. Calais Campbell, we want real change and we want it now. Justin Tucker, proud to be part of this organization. And then actually called out Senator McConnell about the George Floyd rules. Willie Sneed, love this family. Hashtag inspire change. Good job by the Ravens. Good job by Saquon Barkley. Good job by the NFL. And the last thing I'll do on this before we start moving along, at least in this hour, is what has changed over the last 36 hours is what you ask. You know, because you definitely have the detractors out there that say, well, all right, so you took away your sports and now you've got no platform. That's not true. This has crossed over. It's not like you just turn. Listen, if you want sports, what do? Whatever the sports network is that you like, if it's, you know, ESPN or I'm talking television, ESPN or, you know, Fox Sports or CBS or NBC, whatever it is that you turn on routinely, you turn on like NBA TV, NFL Network and NHL Network, MLB Network, the such, you'll find these stories. And it's because these are athletes that are at the forefront of the stories. But now it has crossed over, because if you turn on any of the news channels, this is something that's being discussed. So say what you say, and the people out there, they're going to say this is silly, and then nothing will change, and nothing, and that none of this matters, and the people who say shut up and dribble, and shut up and play, you're wrong. You're wrong. You are. Pay attention. Get the hate out of your heart. It's not necessary. It isn't. And if you can't feel the passion in the voice of the athletes and most notably the minorities that are speaking out against the social injustices, go for a walk. I don't know. Soothe yourself. Breathe. Breathing lessons. Take some yoga. I don't know. It's about realizing that we are all equal and there shouldn't be a fear. And I know that now it's being called the black and the brown community, the minorities, the minority community. There shouldn't be a fear about walking down the streets or being, racially profiled. And that shouldn't be something. It shouldn't. This should have changed. It hasn't. I thought the world evolved. Me being someone of Puerto Rican descent, I started feeling safer. I live in a good town, and I feel safer, and I felt like I should feel safer. At times, I wonder. And one of my two children looks exactly like me, so I have to now focus on down the road. How much do I need to prepare him for potentially getting profiled? And I know people don't necessarily deem me in that light, but yes, I've been profiled. I have. I've been forced to get out of my car. I have. It's not a story I normally tell. Told my wife about it the other day. Not a story I normally share. Try to hide those things. And I had, issues in town that I grew up in where people were saying racial things against me. I did. 7th, 8th grade. 2 grades were very tough, very difficult. But I try to move on and grow and know more. And just as I thought the world was changing a little bit, we're reminded during this pandemic and with some of the shootings and the killings that it hasn't changed that much. Keith Irizarry, Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Once again, Keith Irizarry with you, finishing up the week. And Ron, I want to end this hour with some lighter stuff. So today is potentially a really magical day for my children. So my older son, who is 9 years old, was up, 6 o'clock in the morning, and he just couldn't fall back to sleep. I'm like, buddy, what's up? He's like, I don't know, I can't fall back to sleep. So I figured it out. So at 10 a.m. Eastern today, the parent portal opens up, and both of my children will find out who their teachers are going to be this fall, because in New York, we don't go back to school till September 8th, our children. And my 9-year-old is so excited to find out who his teacher is going to be, because he has like a list. There, I guess there's 4 teachers, and like 3 out of the 4 are on his list that he wants. Even the 4th one, though, he's fine with. But more importantly, he wants to find out how many of his friends are in his class. And then my little guy that's going into 1st grade has a list of 2 teachers out of the 4 that he really, really wants. So he's excited, too. I know you have kids also. They're already back in school. Is this how it's done in your area, like a parent portal or something tells you guys what class your kids are going to be in?
No, we had like a pre, but it was a pre-teacher or a preschool meeting. Not preschool, but pre-school opening
school,
meeting.
I got you, yeah.
Where they got to know what everything was going on. This year was kind of different because everything was online, so we actually met our teacher Tuesday, like the day before. Everyone had Zoom calls.
How was that, meeting your teacher for the first time virtually?
For my middle child, who's 9 and a half, I mean, it was fine. He had fun, like, meeting the teacher because it was just one-on-one, and we got, like, you know, a good 10 minutes, and she explained everything that she was planning on doing and stuff like that. For my oldest, who's in junior high, he didn't get the same luxury. It was pretty much, here's an email coming in, I'm your teacher type of thing, and just bombarded with emails, and I don't know. He's hating life. He's miserable right now because everything is online. Everything is virtual because schools have not reopened yet. He literally sits in front of a computer from about 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just going from one class to the next. I mean, he gets 3-minute breaks in between each class, but they're treating it like an actual school day, minus the socializing that one would do between classes that made junior high and high school fun.
And that started, what, 2 weeks ago for you guys?
A week and a half.
Week and a half ago.
They're both excited today because today's Friday.
Yeah.
But I mean, everything they're doing, I mean, they're just staring at a computer. It feels like they're not in school.
And what do the schools give them, like Chromebooks or something?
They gave the junior high kids Chromebooks. My elementary school kid, he got an iPad. Like a mini iPad. Which doesn't
work. At least there's that. Oh. All right. Well, there it is.
something to look forward to.
I'm rooting that things work out for my kids and yours as well. School is back.